Friends, I have the ability to broadcast a little bit. There's this huge storm here, thunders and lightning and rain, and it's been like that for over 24 hours, so the communication is not so working. What I recommend is that if you have some questions, I'll be happy to hear them and answer, please. We only have like 15 minutes, right? Something of that sort. So please.
When we go out to disseminate in the streets, then there is some feeling, especially if you receive good responses from the dissemination on the street, there is a good feeling. And even if you remember the goal and you connect all of these to the Creator, the question is actually the question that I had yesterday, for example, is from where do I actually receive the force to operate? Is it out of my ego or out of the Creator? Because if it's out of the ego, then I understand you need the ego in order to work, to operate, but it somehow seems to me as missing out. So who gives the force, the strength to operate, to work?
If you don't demand it from the Creator, then you naturally get it from your ego. There's two sources. Either the source of egoistic motivation or the upper motivation. Either in order to receive or in order to bestow, one of the two. How do we examine that we work in order to bestow and not in order to receive? If I feel in my will to receive all kinds of disappointments, problems, emptiness, even blows, and I demand the Creator only one thing, to raise my motivation in order to bestow without nothing received in my ego in return. And then, when I have two, that's what we learned recently with you in with regards to what Lishma means, that if in the will to receive I feel emptiness, and even though I feel there, besides emptiness, pains as well, all kinds of troubles, problems, and I'm happy that I feel sorrow, emptiness, lack of satisfaction there, because it's an indication that if I can continue the work now, then this work will truly be in order to bestow. That is what's called doing the Tzimtzum and Masach and Ochozer in the will to receive, the restriction, strain, and returning light. And when it is empty, it stays in its natural form, because the first restriction is never canceled, and then above it, I build my work of bestowal, and then I'm certain that I have the right relation towards life, reality, the Creator, everything. And if I haven't felt emptiness, blows, disappointments in my ego, and despite that, I went towards bestowal and thinking about the Creator above all those troubles, how to bestow to Him above the emptiness. If I don't have that state, then it's an indication that I'm in my ego, in the will to receive, and that's where I'm working. And in the meantime, although I advance towards Lishma, I'm still in Lolishma. And Lolishma means that I bestow and I try as much as possible to be in bestowal, but all of that comes to me from my egoistic fuel. Because if I were not to receive good things in my desire, then I wouldn't have any motivation, any urge to move forward. Please.
I wanted to ask how it is possible to advance this situation so that we'll start thinking about, we'll start caring about what the Creator feels. It will start occupying us. What does He think about it, and not only the way we are in this state?
Once we will be sufficiently connected, you'll begin to feel the Creator to that extent. It's like the connection between us right now. The bandwidth is insufficient. It's not wide enough to have a proper connection between us. And it's the same with the Creator. Once we are connected in sufficient quality and quantity, we start feeling Him. And we feel Him, you know, perhaps like in the beginning, not through video stream, only audio, and then to an extent we can have contact with Him, but that contact is still insufficient. And it all depends on connection between us. How do we, through the connection between us, provide a sufficient channel of communication, bandwidth, in order to, not for Him even to be revealed still, but at least that we'll care about the connection with Him. That we'll be able to connect more between us and so forth. In short, now we're in a state where we still don't have sufficient connection for Him to appear, to the point that we even forget about Him, meaning we don't even have audio connection yet, not even even before picture.
Ray from Florida and also Moshe from Los Angeles are asking actually about this state where actually now when we're trying to connect in order to engage in dissemination, a greater ego is revealed in a group, and they ask how to actually cope with the new states of an increasing ego.
Correct. If we don't start working in dissemination now, we won't discover the new ego. That is exactly what's necessary in order to strengthen our connection even more. So it turns out that our work here is always a collaborative work in dissemination, that we nullify ourselves towards the friends that we go out to the streets with, and we somehow try to annul ourselves, everyone, only for what the group demands. And it happened to many people already when they went out to knock on doors or do other things. They did it because the group forces you to. And so we need to connect in that way more and more. And there will be arguments, feuds, and these disputes are actually the most desired ones. We shouldn't cancel them, rather see how to be with them and advance correctly so that love will cover all the transgressions. And that's how we should be. And then we'll be able to gather, to collect this vast kli that's evil, and above it our efforts to maintain a good connection between us, and that's how we'll build a kli, a great will to receive, with the tzimtzum and the masach above it.
Rav, how do you see the work in the tens combining with the very great effort we're doing in dissemination? My feeling, at least, is that indeed the great effort we're putting into the dissemination takes the air out of the work in the tens.
It is true because you still can't see, how to put it, you still can't see the connection between the two. The work in the tens is a work where you stabilize the center of that ten, the center of the group, the raspberry sphere, this common thing that has its own existence, not in each and every one, rather something that we call the inclusive, the keter, that's built from the endeavors that everyone is making. And the work that you do out in the streets, you're not doing it there. There you, how to put it, there you could continue the work of the ten in the streets, but it's on the condition that you maintain the connection in the ten that you achieved before. Meaning, first you make efforts in workshops, attaining a common connection, like say the students of Rabbi Shimon after they struggle to be above the hatred between them. Afterwards, they connect, and through that connection, they begin to attain, through this inclusive thing between them, they begin to attain the true connection between them and the Creator. This is what they talk about in the Zohar, the system of the worlds, and the structure of the worlds is the system of bestowal among the souls. And what's fulfilling that system of the worlds is the Naran Chaya, the inclusive light, the Creator. And so if we do the work in the ten, and then go out to the streets, while maintaining that inner strength that we got from the ten, that'll be a very fruitful work. People will simply cling to us, stick to us like flies to honey, because they'll see that we don't just show hope, but there's this fulfillment, there's some upper light that they were missing their entire lives. Like babies that cling to their mother, they will cling to us. And I'm not exaggerating. But if we aren't making that connection between us yet as this common force, then we kind of sometimes succeed, sometimes less. But nevertheless, the ten is the group from which I take strength, and that these efforts are, it's my own inner effort, the kind of introverted effort towards the center of the circle. You know, we sit around the table as if in a circle, and we're drawn to the center of the circle to generate a force in it and discover the Creator in that force. And with the force that we've discovered, the Creator, to an extent, the bit of connection we had, with that force, we go out beyond the boundaries of the ten, of that circle, in order to expand our circle to the borders of, say, our neighborhood, our city, our country, or even the world. That's how we should think about it. We come together within in order to go out with that force. So the 10 is actually very important. I would recommend, you know, just like we usually do before lectures or in workshops, conventions, that we first do a gathering of friends. We first have to gather and come together, but not in a formal way, but it's really in order to collect that force that I achieve and maintain and go out to the streets with.
Hello.
Hello.
Rav, we are before a Shabbat that we dedicate a lot of attention to, and we want it to be successful and uplifting, and it will give us forces for the whole week. How do you see this Shabbat? What should we focus on? What should we put the emphasis on to make it such?
What you're doing now, raising the importance of external dissemination and how much it adds to our inner connection, to our inner progress, to feel the importance of the group, and how only by that external force we connect, it adds to us in all levels and qualities and connection and understanding and seeing how round the world is and the Creator is standing behind everything, managing us and so forth. In short, in a sentence, we want to use the Shabbat, which is the great gathering, both in terms of the quantity of people and the time we have. We wish to have to achieve such a feeling that our external efforts, how they help us, our inner unity. Because only through the inner unity we attain the Creator. Only through the inner unity that comes from outside as we achieve it, that's how we bring Him contentment. And in the end, we're at the tip of the pyramid, and there we make contact with Him. And that tip can rise to such a height only to the extent that it widens as well. And so we get support from the public to be closer to the Creator so that we can take care of the broad public as well. So it's a reciprocal work here. But most important is the inner focus. On Shabbat, disconnect a bit from outside, meaning don't speak too much about what's happening outside. Rather, it's important for us that our connection and our work outside and in the entire world is really helpful for us to be internally united and build the Shekhinah where we'll discover the Creator to bring Him contentment. This chain of thought should be continued to the point of bringing contentment to the Creator, and that's what we should focus on Shabbat. That He, in the end, is our goal and not the local success or something else, but the other way around. And that, too, the local success is in the end only in order to bring Him contentment, as His will is to be revealed in the created beings.
Just to continue, Lior, about the 10 dissemination. Yesterday, one of the friends in the 10 suggested we go out as a 10 to perform the dissemination. What do you think about this idea?
I don't know. You are now more proficient in the in action than I am. I can't say. But I don't know if it's good to have this kind of competition. The competition should be for the sake of heaven, meaning if we're connected to the Creator and we have a competition of how much we help and support each other, not in a kind of a capitalist competition of who's more successful. I don't mind that others succeed and I don't. I see their success, my success in supporting them. And I don't know if we can already be in that. Maybe it's a next phase. Think about it, talk about it. If you want, then put together many questions and I will, and we'll talk about it. But it's an entire learning process and that's separate of how to do it this way. The problem is we haven't learned yet about the relation between the groups that we... I think it's not worthwhile. I think that if you are ready, every group of 10, to help the other, to really be included in the others in order to help them, and all of that is really only to bring contentment to the Creator, to annul yourselves, then it's worthwhile to do it in the 10s. Otherwise, it'll be some corporeal competition of who's more successful and pride and something that is worthwhile moving away from. Okay, so... friends, all the best, and keep working, and let's hope that perhaps tomorrow we'll have a better communication, and send me emails, I'll be happy to answer them, and we'll see you soon. Miss you a lot, and we have regards from Mushi and everyone else here, and good luck to you all. I'm hugging you, and all the best.
And we're looking forward to the meeting, the Congress in Gash, which is called the Next Level. We're going to have a evening, Unity evening, Sunday, the 18th of August in Kibbutz Gash. And all the money that will be raised will be given to renovating, completing the new building. And you can see the details in the website. Joy in Unity. A connection of unity in Stockholm, Sweden. Friends, we're happy to welcome you to a Congress of Unity in Stockholm, Sweden. For details, go to eurocongress.info or to Sviva Tova. With that, we finish. Have a great day.
שבור לרסיסים כן דווקא אז פתאום רואים ואם ההר עוטף אותך בצל אתה לבד טועה בערפל תיתן לי יד ביחד נתגבר אור אחד ניצור ואהבת לרעך כמוך כלל הכי חשוב בתורה ואהבת לרעך כמוך גם בטוב וגם ברע ועם הזמן הולך ומתקלם נראית ללא קצה דווקא אז אז הוא מתגלה ואם החול כיסה את הפנים במרום קבוע כוכבים אם העולם שבור לרסיסים יש אור